the federal government is expelling an Israeli diplomat. It's a response to the abuse of four Australian passports in the assassination of the Hamas figure Mahmoud al-Mabou. The officer has not been named, but has been given until the end of the week to leave the country. The Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says a detailed investigation by Australian police and intelligence agencies concluded that the high quality of the counterfeit Australian passports pointed to the involvement of a state intelligence agency. Mr. Smith says it left the government in no doubt that Israel was responsible. Israel says it regrets the decision. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Senior Hamas figure Mahmoud al-Mabou was found dead in his Dubai hotel room in January. Cameras throughout the complex captured images of some of the assassins involved. Dubai officials quickly blamed Israel for the hit, and within weeks it emerged four Australian passports were used during the operation, prompting the Australian Federal Police and intelligence agencies ASIO and ASIS to investigate. ASIO's chief even visited Israel earlier this month. Their final report was handed to the Foreign Minister Stephen Smith last week, and this morning he briefed the National Security Committee of Cabinet before telling Parliament of his conclusions and his response. He says the four Australians involved were innocent victims of identity fraud.
The passports in question were deliberately counterfeited and cloned for use. The high quality of these counterfeited passports points to the involvement of a state intelligence service. These investigations and advice have left the government in no doubt that Israel was responsible for the abuse and counterfeiting of these passports. Mr. Speaker, no government can tolerate the abuse of its passports, especially by a foreign government. This represents a clear affront to the security of our passport system. Nor can we tolerate the abuse by a foreign government of the personal details of the Australian nationals concerned. These are not the actions of a friend.
In March, the United Kingdom kicked out Mossad's station chief based in London over the misuse of British passports in the murder. Mr. Smith says Australia is also expelling an unnamed diplomat here, and they've been given until the end of this week to leave.
I'm not proposing to name nor to identify. I am happy, though, to say that our response on any measure is comparable to the British response, and people may well draw their own conclusions about the person who has been asked to leave Australia.
The four Australians involved, Nicole McCabe, Joshua Bruce, Adam Corman and Joshua Crasser, have been offered replacement passports and further consular help if needed. Mr. Smith says he doesn't view the expulsion as retaliation, that it's a decision made in sorrow more than anger, and he's indicated Australia won't be sharing its intelligence with Israel for the moment.
Australia traditionally has had a close and firm friendship with Israel. In the past, that has included intelligence on cooperation matters. Clearly, as a result of today's events, there will be something of a cooling off period so far as relevant agencies are concerned. And just as in the United Kingdom, time will tell how long that may or may not be.
It's not the first time Israel's been told to keep its hands off Australian passports. Alexander Downer's confirmed during his time as Foreign Minister that Israel was warned not to use Australian passports in its operations. The current Foreign Minister says he hopes it's the last time Australia has to make the request.
We expect this and future Israeli governments to ensure that this incident is not repeated.
Anthony Bubalo, the Program Director for West Asia at the Lowy Institute, says the Israelis shouldn't be surprised by Australia's actions.
In many ways, the action taken by the British government, I think, tied the hands of the Australian government. If you come to a similar kind of conclusion, people would have asked, well, why hasn't Australia taken a similar step? So in many ways, this was always coming following the British action.
Well, I think it's an overreaction, frankly.
The former Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer.
Intelligence services around the world do this sort of thing the whole time. But to start going around expelling them, I think that is an overreaction.
Why do you think it's an overreaction?
Because it'll have, Australia's decided to take the cudgels up against Israel over this issue, and it's pretty obvious why. The reason why Australia has suddenly become so aggressive over it is because, and publicly aggressive, is not, of course, a point of principle at all here. This is because of the Security Council campaign. And an effort to try to beat Finland and Luxembourg The Australian government is going out of its way to ingratiate itself to other countries in the Middle East, to build up its credentials with the Gulf Cooperation Council and other Middle Eastern countries. So this is a good way of doing it. That's what's driven this. It's not a point of principle. Israel is not the only country that engages in this sort of behaviour, frankly. So it's a bit rich to single out Israel.
In your time as Foreign Minister, you confirmed recently that it was either yourself or DFAT that warned Israel not to use Australian passports. Do expulsions and these tough words have any effect?
Well, it didn't, did it? I mean, there seems to be an indication that Australian passports were used in this particular case, though as I understand it, there's been no confirmation that Israel was actually responsible for killing this Hamas leader, but it's, you know, everyone thinks that that is likely. But I raised it with the Israeli government, I seem to recall, some years ago, and as we would with governments whose agencies we think might use fake Australian passports. And we had always asked them not to do it. That's just what happens in the world of intelligence. Be realistic about it and be wide-eyed about it, not naive.
The former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer ending that report from Sabra Lane. A short time ago, an Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman, Yigal Palmor, spoke to our correspondent Ben Knight about the expulsion.
We regret this step by the Australian government. It does not reflect the importance and the quality of our relationship.
Does it damage the relationship?
I'm afraid this is all I can say at this time.
Is Israel going to apologise to Australia?
As I said, I'm sorry, but I can make no further comment at this point.
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor talking to our correspondent Ben Knight.